We're going to turn in the scriptures to the last chapter of the Bible. The last chapter of the Bible, the 22nd chapter of Revelation. I was greatly struck with this thought, that we read in verse 20, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. You know, when you read that, you would say that's a great finish. Behold, I come quickly. Even so come, Lord Jesus. But that's not the note that the Bible closes on. Please note, it closes not on His coming, but it closes on His grace. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, you'll notice carefully, for every word is important. He that testifieth these things says, surely I come quickly. Even so come, Lord Jesus. You have there the affirmation of Christ. Surely I come quickly. You have also the prayer of the Christian, even so come, Lord Jesus. But then you have the seal of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And would you please notice that the 20th verse has the Lord Jesus, but the 21st has the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Christ is the prophetic name of the Son of God. From the very beginning of Genesis, to the very end of this book, the emphasis is on Christ. Amen. And on Christ alone. Why are we here? We're here not because He is the Lord and He's Jesus, but we're here because as Lord, He is the Christ. Amen. And as Jesus, He is the Christ. Christ is the identification. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is He? Christ is the identification of the person of the Lord. And it was as Christ He bore our sins on His own body to the tree. All eternity was planned on the fact that He would become the Christ of God. All His life was built on the fact that He was the Son of God. All His death on the cross was there because He was who He was. And who was He? He was the Christ of God. Amen. What think ye of Christ, whose son is He? So here we have the great emphasis. But they're both sealed with an amen. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And if you read the first of the book of Revelation, you'll find that Jesus calls himself the Amen. The so let it be, because Jesus is unchangeable. You can't change Christ. He's the same yesterday, the yesterday of history. And then he's the same today, the today of the present. And then he's the same forever, eternity. This same Jesus shall so come as you see him go into heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. What a Savior. Hallelujah. What a friend. Saving, keeping. He'll be with me to the end. Let's bow our heads. Amen. And give him thanks. Amen. The wonderful Lamb of God. Amen. That taketh away the sin of the world.